Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's the 26th day of September 2022. It's a Monday morning as we begin the new week looking at the weather for the next week ahead, the next 7 days. Really not much to talk about. I will start out my discussion, though, with Tropical Cyclone Ian, which is located in the Northwest Caribbean. It's taken a little bit to get the forecast track a little closer to what we thought it would be, but looks like this system already looking quite impressive in the visible satellite imagery this morning over the Northwest Caribbean. It is becoming much better organized and doing so fairly rapidly, and that's going to continue. We expect a pretty strong hurricane as the system moves across western Cuba. It looks like it'll stay just far enough west of the Florida Keys to not keep them out of the tropical storm force winds, because they're going to see that, and also with a surge as well over parts of the Keys of a couple of feet. But in addition, I think most of it is going to remain maybe out toward the Dry Tortugas, a little bit further west than that. Then we have to deal with where it ends up later down the road this week, and I think that'll be over the western coast of Florida, somewhere between Tampa, maybe a little bit north of that, sometime by the, I think, Thursday and Friday time period, and then it'll lift northeastward into the southeastern U.S. or along the eastern seaboard of the United States. Folks, it doesn't do anything for us. I'm just bringing you up today on what we think is going to happen. This has still got a fair amount of uncertainty with it, even 3 or 4 days before landfall. We're kind of hoping that we can get a better idea, continue to feed data into these models, and I think we'll begin to nail it down a little bit more. But there's some concern that as it approaches Florida coast that it may run into weakened steering currents. That's not what we want. That system, as it does become stronger, to sit there longer over one spot is not something that we necessarily want to see. Bottom line, it's not going to affect us here in Austin. We had a cold front that passed, I think, part of it late last night, but then the drier air, mainly lower dew points, in the area about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning from the north, and now we have a pretty good north wind, and dew points down close to 50 in the Austin area. We're going to still warm up close to 90 this afternoon, but at least it won't be quite as bad with the lower dew points, lower humidity across the area. And it looks like now that as we go through the balance of the week, little change, no rain over the next 7 days. It looks like the coolest of the temperatures probably coming, I think, maybe a Thursday, Friday. In that time period, highs maybe 89 to 90, and overnight lows will be down the 50s in the Austin area. Even some upper 40s are possible in the outlying, low-lying areas of the hill country by the middle and latter part of the week. Again, no rainfall over the next seven-day period or through next weekend. Well, friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 26th day of September 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and my seven-day forecast on the website again tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.